Most of the Midwest will likely see quite a bit of variety in weather over the next 5 days, and it looks as though we'll start off with a warming trend. It's very cold out there this morning, if you hadn't noticed. Temperatures in the single digits, reaching all the way down into the heart of Indiana and northeast and east central portions of Illinois, as well as portions of Ohio. Most of these temperatures have come close to zero, but haven't slipped below it, and we are not too concerned about any risk of winter kill because of the snow that's still on the ground in some of these areas. And it still looks as though we will see some light snowfall linger across the Great Lakes region as we go forward through the day today. The winds will continue blowing across the lakes, picking up that warmer moisture and causing some snow to fall. As we move through the next 2 days, we will see a notable warming trend occurring across the Midwest, and the southern and eastern parts of the region will probably see the biggest warm-up across the area. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures tomorrow to work their way back up into the 30s and 40s across a big part of the eastern Midwest, and there'll be some temperatures that will go over 50 degrees near and south of the Ohio River. We'll expect the warmest weather in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt to occur tomorrow as well, with 20s and 30s there. Already on Friday, we'll start seeing cooler conditions returning to the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, but the lower and eastern sections of the region will stay very warm. We'll expect to see a little bit of rain and snow beginning to evolve across the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday. That system is not expected to be very strong, but we'll still have precipitation occurring across many southern and eastern parts of the region. Most of the snow will be on the northwest fringe of the precipitation event and will not necessarily be all that heavy. The precipitation will stay with us into Saturday morning, but the bulk of the precipitation is expected to occur during the day on Friday. And it looks as though as we get into the heart of the weekend, a cold surface high pressure center will begin to push into the region, bringing temperatures down once again rather impressively. We'll expect to see sub-zero temperatures down through all of Iowa and into eastern Nebraska, perhaps. We'll see some locations in northern Missouri come close to zero. We may see the same thing occur in a few locations across Illinois, mostly in the north. Single digits and teens will occur in other areas across the lower eastern Midwest, and we'll expect the coldest weather to occur in those areas probably Monday into Tuesday, Monday morning in particular. And the coldest weather out in the upper parts of the Midwest will occur on Sunday and Monday. And during those two mornings, we'll see temperatures below minus 20 Fahrenheit across the Dakotas and Minnesota, with negative single digits and teens surrounding that region. There will be a chance for another major winter precipitation event taking place when the cold air begins to abate across the Midwest. It's still a little early to get too much caught up into this particular potential, but I should at least point out to you that there is that potential. When the warm air starts to flow back into the Midwest after the bitter cold, we will see the opportunity for significant snow, rain, and freezing rain to evolve across parts of the Midwest. This event will likely begin in the western portions of the region sometime on Tuesday, and it will work its way eastward on Wednesday of next week, and we'll continue to monitor that system rather closely. In South America, everything is still the same as it was yesterday. The forecast suggests heavy rains in parts of Goiás and Minas Gerais in particular, and those areas will probably see some flooding as time moves along. Southern Brazil is expected to dry down along with northeastern parts of Argentina and also Paraguay. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.